Governor Sean Parnell presented his versions of the operating and capital projects budgets that the legislature will work on during next year's session. Speaking to the Anchorage Chamber of Commerce at the Denina Center, he said lawmakers should not expect to spend more in their versions of the budgets than he approved when he signed the current budgets last spring. He says the plan presented yesterday reflects $600 million in spending cuts and the elimination of 284 state jobs. And he says he will not allow spending to spike just because there's surplus money available.
With that lower starting point on dollars and positions, we can have a public conversation with the legislature about needs versus wants, about efficiencies, and about more effective use of the public's dollars.
The budget leaves a $3.7 billion unspent surplus over projected revenue. Parnell says that needs to join the $13 billion already in various state savings funds. He calls for restraints against an uncertain future.
Oil production is declining, and oil prices can be volatile. The European debt crisis threatens not only Europe, but the United States, potentially heading into recession in 2012. And certainly our own federal fiscal situation and our $15 trillion national debt is reason for concern. Alaska, on the other hand, will lead in fiscal responsibility. We do not set a lower starting point for our spending that we will overspend and create more vulnerability for ourselves as a state down the road.
Parnell says he's holding the operating budget steady despite several sizable, unavoidable increases, such as the new state employee contracts, planned opening of the new Goose Creek Prison in Mat-Su, increased state contributions to cover Medicaid costs, and the unfunded pension liability for state employees.
Like the federal government has to deal with Social Security and Medicare as its elephant in the room, our elephant in the room financially is this unfunded pension liability that we will deal with.
Meeting with reporters following his speech, Parnell said one extra he's looking for is a $350 million package of projects to pay for improvements to ports in communities around the state. $200 million of that will go to complete the renovation underway at the Port of Anchorage. He explained that he wants to put the projects before the public to approve as general obligation bonds, not to pay for it with cash.
Our savings accounts are making more money than the cost to finance this $350 million. So where we have to pay 3% on GO bond financing, but we're making 5%, 6%, and in some cases even more in some of our savings accounts, it makes sense to use this other cheaper money and make more on our savings. So we'll have that discussion with the legislature.
Other projects in the bond package include $110 million for a port in the Mat-Su borough for the railroad extension at Point McKenzie and $10 million each for Ammonic, Ketchikan, and Seward. The capital budget proposes improving 8 southeast boat harbors and making plans for another one. About $16 million is divided among Sitka, Petersburg, Juneau, Haines, Hoonah, Heidelberg, Port Alexander, and Skagway. Saxman also has money for planning and design. Wrangell Representative Peggy Wilson says that's good news for the region's fishermen and other boat owners.
These are harbors that they've needed repairs for some time, and it's hard for the communities to have enough money to do it. And this harbor grant fund is a 50-50, so the community has to have 50% of the funds, and then the state matches it.
About another $8 million is in the budget for harbor work in other parts of the state, including Unalaska, Nome, Saldovia, and Seward. One of the largest Southeast appropriations is for the Capital City State Library, Archives, and Museum Building. Parnell proposes allocating $20 million toward the $127 million project. Juneau Senator Dennis Egan says that, plus money already in the bank, is good news because it's going to provide enough money to really start construction of the project. The budget also proposes transferring $60 million to Alaska Class Ferry construction. The money has already been appropriated but needs to be moved to a different account. That will make a total of $120 million allocated to the ship, though more may be needed. Other major projects include Ketchikan Bridge repairs, Sitka Water Treatment System improvements, a Yakutat Airport perimeter fence, and road work in Wrangell and Petersburg. Parnell's proposed spending plan is just one step in budget development. Egan, who actually serves on the Senate Finance Committee, says the project list will grow.
We've already been talking, and we are going to have some meetings of some legislators and try to go through the budget and figure out what we can do to supplement some of the problems that we face at a local level and try to supplement what the governor has done.
The budget proposal also includes $9.2 million for the first of three phases to upgrade the Douglas Island office building. The renovation has been called the administration's top priority to address Capital City state office needs. The administration had plans to build a new facility to house about 500 employees from various departments, but dropped the idea in October in favor of remodeling the Douglas building. At the same time, the administration is doing an analysis of Capital City office space. Egan says Parnell's investment in the Douglas building does not preclude a new office building in Juneau at a later date.
When this site survey and all this stuff is completed, I think that we still have a chance for a building that is maybe scaled down, but I'm really happy that the Department of Administration is investing money in refurbishing the Douglas Island complex, which means that there will still be a state facility on the island.
Before the administration dropped the idea of a new building in favor of refurbishing the Douglas facility, it was searching for a spot to locate it. Representative Kathy Munoz says the preferred site was atop the current state office building, parking garage on Whittier Street. The facility is in need of major repairs, and Parnell has $2.5 million in his budget for the first of three phases of that project.
And that's part of a total project of about $7.5 million. And it's my hope that they're looking at those upgrades as a means of possibly expanding at that site at a future time.
The budget also contains $10 million in federal funds for Glacier Highway reconstruction from Fritz Cove Road to Seaview Avenue, as well as $1.5 million for pavement rehabilitation for Yan Dukin and Shell Simmons drives, $2 million for dust control on Mendenhall Valley streets, and $2 million for Juneau's Capital Transit bus service. State lawmakers again collecting used laptops for use by foster youth. Representative Les Guerra of Anchorage says donating a laptop can make a huge difference in the foster youth's life, leading to academic achievement and social normality. The traditions and festivities of the holidays can serve as a bitter reminder to foster youth that they're separated from their own families. But Guerra says with a laptop of their own, foster children can keep connections alive with friends, even if they've been transferred from home to home. More than 60 computers were donated last year in the program. And a package mailed 33 years ago to an Anchorage address finally arrived on Monday. The manila envelope was addressed to a Mr. and Mrs. James Wilson on Beluga Drive in Anchorage. It was sent October 1978 from Atlanta, Georgia. James Wilson passed away this summer, and his wife Betty now lives in Arkansas. The package likely would have remained lost had it not been that Betty's friend of 40 years, Norma McDonald, now lives in Betty's old house. With Betty on the phone, McDonald opened the package, and pages of letters and genealogy from James's side of the family were inside. Postal workers in Anchorage have no idea where the package has been all these years.